Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You know, people often ask, why do you call your husband poor Nick? You know, why don't you just call him Nick? And it's not every day that we say poor Nick, because
sure,
sometimes life is good, but sometimes life is not so good for poor Nick. Today,
I always presumed it was a nickname given to him by this company.
Yes, it is.
Just because he lived with you.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yeah, but I don't like that. I don't prefer that way. Sometimes things just happen, right?
But it's also, I feel like, a moniker that now it's like a cloud. He's a little bit like sadness on Inside Out.
Exactly.
It just kind of follows him around.
Exactly. He can't help it. Sometimes things happen and they just aren't in his favor. For example, today, poor Nick has jury duty. And as bad as I feel about that, I'm a little bit, what's that word? Schadenfreude?
That's it.
That's the word. And that's exactly what I'm feeling. I feel like I get jury duty all the time. So I feel like it's a nice balance that he should get it sometimes too.
You've had federal and state, right?
Yeah. I think I just didn't get called one time. I've had like 3 summons cards.
Is today just summons day, or is he on a case?
He has been summoned.
Okay.
He is not on a case.
Today is find out if you're in.
Yeah, he had a day off yesterday. He didn't get called yesterday, but today
he's got to go in.
His number got called.
I think the thing that, and I've done it once, and then I got my postcard again, and luckily, no, don't need you. But what shocked me was the day you go in for the pool selection, you start that day.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was like getting picked for kickball and then the game's tomorrow.
And then come back tomorrow. Yeah. No, it is. Bam.
Get some sleep. Nope, judge ready to go. Let's go.
Nope, we are ready to do the case.
Yeah.
It's, we'll see. Maybe he won't get selected. Maybe he'll spend a day reading the rest of his Ina Garten book in the basement of the courthouse.
Dual Schadenfreude. I'm glad you told that story because it sets up what I'm about to tell you. It makes a little more sense.
Okay.
I think my third wheel analogy is not quite right.
Okay.
But there's just always something about being third, right? Being number one is great.
Oh, yeah.
Being number two.
Hey, that's not
pretty
bad.
Good. And you can share the joy with number one. But being number three, right?
Yeah.
Being number three. So in this particular public opinion poll, which was just taken right around our birthdays in May, the question was asked, what state is better? And they were given 3 states from
better
which to choose. They just had to rank them.
Okay.
What state is better? Minnesota, Wisconsin, or Iowa? That was the question.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you right now, Minnesota plays Duck Duck Gray Duck, so hot dish. Sorry.
Keep going.
1,000 lakes? Who needs that many lakes? It's a lot of lakes.
I think it's 10,000.
Whatever. 10,000?
I think it's 10,000.
That's 10, a lot. Yeah.
I know.
Too many. Again, too many.
They have an open border with Canada. Okay. All those Canadians pouring over the border.
Them out. Wisconsin, all I can think of is cheese. I'm sorry.
Supper clubs. A good old-fashioned. The birthplace of Culver's restaurants.
What are you for or against?
I'm just giving you an equal, unbiased opinion.
All right.
My mom was born there.
Okay.
I summered there a lot.
So unbiased.
That is completely
My
objective.
My mom was born there.
Also on the list was all equally good and I don't know.
Those were options.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Okay. Here's how the ranking came down. All equally good was what most people said.
Okay, great.
I don't know was what the second most amount of people
That's
said.
That's what I'm most afraid of, I think.
Then in order, it went Minnesota, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
Iowa. So we are third out of the 3 states, but technically 5th on the list.
But who are they asking? Because I bet a bunch of people thought that Iowa was Idaho.
1,000 adults. It was a random public opinion poll. The American Association for Public Opinion Research.
They thought we were Idaho.
They
you
thought
think we were the so? Potato state. Every time I talk to people outside of this state,
but
it's
you
like,
think
potatoes.
If you correct them and then go, no, it's the corn state, you think that bumps us up?
Yeah.
Who
doesn't
do?
Like corn on the cob?
Who doesn't like a potato
summer.
Chip?
Potato chip. Just a potato.
Of all of the above.
And we have Stirzings.
We have tater tots.
Mm.
The problem, though, is Iowans know these things.
Yeah.
The general public
doesn't know it.
We also, here's what we're losing on. We don't have an NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin.
That would really help us.
Minnesota. Yes.
We
don't have any national sports team at all. There's baseball.
We have Caitlin Clark.
We do. Yes. That actually probably helped.
Yeah.
If I think about it.
Yeah.
That at least gave us a couple marks.
Hey, just mention her name and then ask them again.
Here's what we need. Indianapolis doesn't need all those teams.
No.
Do you have the Colts? And you also have the Pacers. How about the Fever move to Iowa?
Let's just take
it. The Iowa Fever.
We just take it.
How do you do that?
You just tell them we're practicing here today, and then they show up.
And then they show up, you're like, well, and now you're living here.
Yeah.
I guess you could try that. I've never kidnapped a women's basketball squad.
I haven't either.
This sounds great.
First time for everything.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Today's the day. Penn Street to Interstate 380 northbound ramp is officially closed. We saw some footage on one of our news partners, and it looks like it's closed now.
Yep.
So to go north out of North Liberty, you got a couple options. 965, go over 380, go to James Avenue Northwest, or go south to go north. Or you could just work your way down to Forever Green early and then work your way up north.
Sure.
But Penn Street, 380 northbound ramp for 3 months. Closed.
Gonna have to change your routine.
Moose should have told you. Fire that lasted a week at an ethanol plant in Emmitsburg has been ruled arson. There's a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or people responsible for the fire. This dates back to about 10:30 at night on Monday, May 12th. The fire burned nearly a week, partially because of the fuel, which is corn stover. It's a byproduct of corn that is used in the making of ethanol.
Oh.
I don't know what part of corn it is.
Okay.
Let's just say it's the husks and the cobs. I don't know. Let's pretend.
We're not sure.
But it's a pellet. Basically, it's fuel.
Okay.
So because that was there present, that burned for a week. That alone is $5 million in lost, destroyed input. That's a raw material they need for the ethanol plant.
Yeah.
This doesn't even take into account the damage to the building.
Yikes.
Yeah. So the Palo Alto County Sheriff's Office fire investigators declaring this as arson, and they're doing what they can to investigate. What's got us feeling all right this morning is the Eastern Iowa Honor Flight, which has been going on, by the way, since 2009. The Eastern Iowa Honor Flight takes thousands of veterans from World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, other military conflicts. They spent about, I don't know, 18 hours in Washington, D.C. They get there. They see the sights. They get back on a plane, and they get a military welcome when they come back.
A big day.
It's a really big day. It's really, really awesome. The Eastern Iowa Honor Flight just received the Governor's Volunteer Award. The state of Iowa has been handing out a volunteer award from the governor's office since 1983. It recognizes groups or people who are doing things to make our communities better, and they are one of those.
That is so cool.
They just recently, the Honor Flight was recently honored. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
I think this might be over. The It Ends With Us lawsuit between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. It has been dismissed.
The whole thing or
well,
one side?
One side. Justin Baldoni countersued Blake Lively, $400 million lawsuit, and that has been dismissed by a federal judge from New York, Judge Lyman. Judge Lyman, in a 132-page ruling, explained
why... Is that what judges do?
Yeah, you have to look at both sides. Look at all the crap that they put on his plate. He had to read through everything and decide who was right and who was wrong. He dismissed all of the stuff against Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds and their publicist, cleared them of all of the sexual harassment and the attempts to ruin a career. That is all thrown out. Now, I guess there is still the Blake Lively. Does she go forward or does Justin Baldoni come back and they haggle over who pays the
settle
lawyer
something.
Fees?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there could be something there, but oh my gosh, please just let it end. Nobody wants to do it anymore.
Because she's somewhat vindicated here, but she still isn't. And we have to go back to the original.
Yeah.
Which is she was claiming hostile work environment, right?
Right.
So she still has a case, I guess.
Yeah,
and I don't know if that's pending review.
But does she go forward anymore? Source said she cried with relief when the judge ruled in her favor. So we'll see if there's any more. But hope it's over.
Aren't you happy?
I'm happy it's over. That's the thing I'm happy about. I just want it done. it's never seems to be over for the Breaking Bad house in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You know, the show hasn't been on the air for years, but everybody remembers that iconic house. Fans still flock to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to the home of Walter White, and just kind of stand in front of the house, take pictures, do stuff. An influencer named Santi spent the day with the owner of the home. Her name is Joanne Quintana. And Santi got to see what it's like for Joanne to live there and how she treats people, which apparently she's not great with fans. She spends a majority of her day yelling at people not to get too close, just take one picture and leave. She even sprays people with her garden hose.
So the get him, Joanne, is the influencer?
The influencer's like, whoa, Joanne.
I actually applaud the influencer.
Yeah.
Giving you a day in the life of what it's like to live in an iconic property.
She's going through it all the time.
It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. One person was trying to plead with her, like, I'm such a fan of the show. She's like, that doesn't impress me. Don't care.
Everybody she deals with every day is a fan of the show.
She's got the yard is completely fenced in now. Nobody can go onto the property, but she's also not letting them stand on the sidewalk. She doesn't want them on the street, which I really don't think that she can tell them.
She has no control over
that. She has no control over public property.
The hose reaches that far.
The hose does reach that far. She was spraying a guy in the street for just standing there. He was like, oh yeah, I have to move. Well, I'm on public property. And she's like spraying with a hose. She put the house back on the market January for $4
million. $4
million? It is, I don't know how. It's a famous house. I get that, but we'll see.
$4 million famous?
I don't know. Good luck, Joanne.
That's like, wow.
And look at all you have to deal with. Amanda Seyfried is in a little bit of a beef with Paramount. They own Mean Girls. And she was talking to fellow actor Adam Brody in an interview for Variety magazine, talking about that experience, being 17 years old on the set of a major movie like Mean Girls. What was that like? She has not seen the movie since it came out back in the day.
I think a lot of actors are like that.
Don't want to watch yourself.
They'll maybe go to the premiere and they'll walk the red carpet and they'll just turn around and leave. Like,
and
they
not
won't
go
stay
in and
for
watch
the movie. Yeah.
She said she hasn't seen it. She enjoys seeing how often it pops up on TV, though.
And she was Karen.
She was Karen.
Which is the airhead, right?
Yep.
That might be not fun to watch either.
Maybe. She really does love seeing all the merch, though. People love it so much, they've created merchandise, and she's thinking she probably missed out on a key piece of negotiations, though, because she was 17 and dumb when the movie was made, in her words. She said that Paramount is probably getting a lot over all of the merch that's being cranked out, and it's her face on everybody's shirt.
Isn't that her agent's responsibility?
I don't know. She's like, maybe it's take it as a learning experience moving forward. Just always get all of the.
But every time you see your face, is like, that's another dollar I could have had.
Yeah.
That's just no. I mean, I understand. I'm a big believer, consequences.
Right.
But then at one point, you're like, oh, man. Maybe just call up Mr. Paramount and go, can I just, like, you owe me, like, I don't know, like a cool million.
Because how often are you going to be in a cultural phenomenon of a movie that then becomes a Broadway play that then gets made back, you know, into a movie?
Never.
That's huge.
That's a rare phenomenon.
Very rare. Very rare, rare. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
What is he doing?
He's making some jalapeno
shavings. That's for the wine.
That's plenty, Ben. I don't know if I'm going to like jalapeno in my white wine.
That's a lot. We don't want it to dissolve. I thought we were just floating little pieces of a jalapeno in the wine.
We are, but I saw another video where somebody said, no, this is the way you have to do it. You have to put shaved, basically like shaved ice, but it's shaved pieces of jalapeno.
I'm looking at one of the glasses in the window right now, and it reminds me like when you go get a massage or at the spa and they bring you fancy cucumber water.
Yeah.
But instead, we've got, and it's magnified too. Those look like large pieces of jalapeno.
It was a big jalapeno, I will tell you that.
I've got three. It looks like a Mickey head, the hidden Mickey.
Yeah. So I sliced a jalapeno, put that in the freezer, and chilled a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc.
It's from New Zealand. It's 2014.
It's the best twist-off variety I could find.
Twist-off's the best-off, that's what I always say.
That's exactly it.
Okay, are you ready for round one of Taste It Tuesday, wine with jalapeno, no shavings yet. We're going to have that next.
If need be, yeah. The first video I saw, they just put some frozen, like, ice cubes.
Okay.
And then the other one, she, like, really got into it.
Have these been frozen all night?
Yep.
Nice. Okay, here
we go.
At least
12 hours of
frozen. Jalapeno with wine. Or wine with jalapeno.
It's crisp. It's refreshing. It's a little spicy.
I got a little heat right at the beginning because it touched my lip.
Yes, me too.
It just lingers. It's good.
It is good.
I like that a lot.
Now, they suggested that you leave the seeds in there, so you, a little bit more heat. I think this is nice. Apparently,
they pair quite well.
According to science.
Yes. What does science say?
The jalapeno and the wine have pyrazines.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they pair.
Oh, because of the pyrazines.
Mm-hmm.
Got
obviously,
it.
The pyrazines.
I honestly, if you blindfolded me and gave me a glass with the jalapeno and gave me a glass without, I don't know if I could tell the difference.
I don't know either.
I'm not really noticing it.
Do you want to try some jalapeno shavings?
Yeah, heck yeah, I want to try some jalapeno shavings.
Okay, let's put a little bit of frozen jalapeno shavings.
Okay, I'll set my glass over by, I'm taking my glass back to the bar for a refill. We'll see.
We pre-shaved.
You just got to plop that in.
You just got to, it's not as frozen pre-shaved.
It just looks like a wad.
It is a wad of
it's
jalapeno.
It's like when your lawn's a little too long and you still had to mow it.
And now there's floaties in the glass.
Now it's dispensing in your glass.
I don't know if I like this idea. This was a bad idea.
Okay. Now, so now we've taken the shaving of the skin of the jalapeno.
Get a nice close-up
of
that.
Oh, God. Just look at the particles.
Yeah, this led to a lot of floaters in your glass of wine, which is D class A, I think.
This looks like if you're giving the doctor a sample. And they're like, this is what's wrong with you. I don't even have to diagnose. You've got this in your body.
You know what? I'm not going to run any tests on this.
I don't need to run tests. Go home and make final arrangements. Okay. Here we go. Trying.
Oh, just with extra jalapeno.
Yeah, I'm so excited
Sauvignon
for that.
Sauvignon Blanc with extra jalapeno shavings in the wine.
Cheers to your health.
Now.
More jalapeno smell.
Way more. And flavor. Did you not get that on the tongue?
No, it's in the back of my throat right now.
I don't have heat. I just have that kind of fresh pepper.
It smelled like grass shavings for a second,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Clippings, yeah.
Very, that green smell, mm-hmm. that very, almost like a green bell pepper.
Well, here's what I would do.
I don't think I would do this all the time.
If I was a local bartender, I would have some fun with some jalapeno and maybe some white wine and create a cocktail because it is flavorful.
It is.
But I'm also worried every time I sip, something's going to go wrong. And I don't like drinking that, like, what's happened next, right?
Drinking in fear?
Drinking in fear is not a good way to drink.
I'm pleasantly surprised, though, that it does pair nicely and it's not too overpowering. It's just a little, if you like a little spice.
How much are you drinking, or did I get too full of a glass?
You got way full of glass.
Because my year almost done, and I'm like still halfway there.
Yeah, I know. Come on. I figured that's what you'd want.
That's exactly what I want. Okay, that was round one.
Round one.
Sauvignon Blanc and jalapeno pepper.
It's a success.
It's good.
Cheers.
Now, cheers. Would you add ice cubes to this? Or are these the ice cubes?
The jalapeno's the ice cube.
All right. Find a patio somewhere this weekend. Ask for jalapeno in your Sauvignon Blanc. Trust us. You'll love it. We're not done. More coming up. It's the Morning Scramble and Taste of Tuesday on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Simple delights. Wine and cheese pairings.
Yes, that's what we're doing on the Morning Scramble.
Taste it Tuesday. As we move into phase two, we tried white wine with a little frozen jalapeno.
Now.
Very nice.
We keep going back to it. It's sitting on our respective windowsills.
Yes.
Are you noticing any more heat in yours?
Let it sit, I do think it's got a little bit more heat the longer it goes. So if you're enjoying this outside and it's defrosting very quickly.
I was also informed that I have all of the shavings.
Yeah, I only have a pinch of jalapeno shavings.
We did both slices of a jalapeno and then we tried doing some shavings. And of all the shavings you made, I got most of them.
Wow. I mean, it smells very fresh. Oh, you are drinking mostly jalapeno juice.
Yes, I am. You did pick a good pairing, though, because there's a nice crispness to the Sauvignon Blanc and actually has a little grass flavor to it.
Yeah.
Okay. We have decided to pair that with brie, but not just any brie.
Brie with Nerds Gummy Clusters. I saw a cheesemonger online who says that if you are trying a pairing, this is a pairing that really, really works. And there were several people that agreed.
What makes this work?
The brie is kind of soft and salty.
Yeah, brie's a very creamy cheese. You're not going to find it like where you find the bagged cheddar. You've got to find the fancy cheese section at your store, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
And then you have to ask the cheese guy. He's like, I don't know. And then he asked the cheese lady. And she
got to go to the Oakland Road Hy-Vee.
I know.
Where the cheese guy is.
Where the cheesemonger is.
Okay. So it's like ants on a log.
Yes. Basically. Yeah. Yes. We have a really big ants on a log with cheese and Nerds Gummy Clusters. The Nerds Gummy Cluster is supposed to almost be like a jam, which I've seen a lot of times with brie.
I can understand that.
Like a fig jelly.
How much you put in your mouth here?
I'm doing a bite. I'm having...
Are you getting one cluster and one chunk of cheese?
One cluster and one chunk of cheese because okay. I know I don't really enjoy brie.
I'm not a big brie fan, but I go to events sometimes like, I better like brie because I have to look fancy today.
That's a lot of pressure you put on yourself.
I know.
Wow.
Well, got to try to fit in.
Okay, enough talking. More cheese eaten.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1, down the hatch.
Wow.
Well, it's brie on the tongue for sure.
Oh, God. That was not good.
But the Nerds Gummy Cluster.
How old are these?
Once you get to it. How old are the gummy clusters?
Yeah.
They're fresh.
All right. Okay. I'm not
digging this. I just don't like brie. I just don't like it. I don't like brie.
Also, do you eat the crusty white part of the brie? Is that, am I, what I'm reacting to?
No, it's just brie itself, man.
This isn't doing it for me.
It's too much. Maybe if I do less cheese. I'm going to do less cheese, more
I mean, I took
nerd.
A full bite of cheese.
I'm doing two nerds. Two nerds,
at,
less cheese.
One brie?
Two nerds, less cheese.
All right, I'm putting the brie on the nerd.
Oh, there you go.
I'm flipping it.
Okay. I don't like brie. I don't like brie. I don't like it. I need the nerds.
Ah, no. Bad.
I know.
Bad, Eric. Bad cheese.
Uh-uh.
Wait. Do you like blue cheese? I'm also getting that.
Sometimes.
Is this a blue cheese aged brie?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I'm positive.
Because I'm getting that blue cheese sour, bitter, weird, crappy taste.
I had a bad feeling that you and I just don't like brie and that we are not the right people to try this.
God.
I asked producer Ben to try it. Producer Ben, what do you think of the Nerds Gummy Clusters and the brie pairing?
Not good.
Okay.
I think it's the brie.
You're right. I think we got bad. No, there's no such thing as good brie or bad brie. It's just brie.
It's just brie. I think I like it hot.
Hot brie?
Yeah, melty.
I guess. Now, would like a good garlic toast with a little brie on it and a Nerds Cluster make it any better?
I don't know. I think brie loves a jam.
It doesn't like this.
But this is not for me.
This is like a couple, like, why are you dating? This does not go well
what
together.
What do you see in him?
Oh, God. Okay.
Just eat the gummy clusters.
Can I just have the bag of gummy
clusters,
please?
Let's just have candy, you guys.
Yes, yeah. Throw the brie away.
No more brie for the morning scramble.
Outside, please. Not, yes.
Outside trash only.
Outside trash only.
Waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9.
I feel like I'm disappointing you and I haven't even submitted my application yet.
I don't want to tell you that you have. But
what?
I'm looking to be dazzled. If you want to call yourself the golden voice.
Can I just start by saying I don't want to call myself that?
I do.
I
I want to say I know the golden voice.
I don't mind the concept of I am the announcer for the Hawkeye Marching Band. The job's open, by the way.
Yeah.
Lou Chris, after what I say yesterday, 43 years behind the microphone for the Hawkeye Marching Band. This is his... I don't even know if he's going the whole season. He's got
partial
a few more
final?
Shows to go. My understanding is I think part of the audition process is they're going to let a few of the finalists actually voice a show.
Wow.
So this is a arduous process. First of all, there's a letter of application. Mine is mostly done. Then there's your resume. That guy's done.
Sure.
Then there are two 250-word essays on why you, and then why do you think the marching band is such a integral part of the University of Iowa and the community at large. Then you have to submit an audio recording of a pregame, which I just printed out. This is exactly what you would hear when Lou Chris would do it.
Okay.
So it's the Get Ready for the Boom. It's all of it's welcoming the other school's band.
Yeah.
Then I have to write a halftime show for Fake.
Yes.
And then I have to do that as well.
That is the project I really am worried about with you.
Why? I write halftime shows all the time around here.
I know, but you write halftime shows for our band. You need to write it for the Hawkeye Marching Band.
That's true. I take a lot of liberties and look for a lot of silly puns.
Yeah.
In puns, my shows.
Jokes. Yeah.
That I think the trick to this, and also I do it for people listening through the radio, I have to keep in mind, I have to capture the attention of 70,000 people in a building.
Yep.
And I think that's a different style of writing. That's a different choice of words.
Might be.
So, if I may, if it's with your permission.
Yes.
I would like to provide the pregame script for you tomorrow. The one that's already written. And if it is of good caliber, we're going to use that recording tomorrow as part of my audition.
All right.
I got to do it either way.
I'm
might as well do it.
I'm going to give you live notes, though, just so you know.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Then I'll have to do it twice because I have to send them an unedited version. Then
we're going to have to lift me out.
The last thing I'm probably going to write is going to be the Fake halftime show. That's going to be the next and final thing I'll do.
Okay.
Because as of today, I have 10 days to turn this in. June 20th.
Tick, tick, tick. And you said yourself that you are a last minute kind of guy, that you'll kind of get it done at the last minute. I want it done early so that we can all make sure it's up to snuff.
Procrastination equals inspiration if you are Dancing Eric Hansen. So I will get it done earlier than I probably would, but it's still going to be, I won't say down to the wire,
okay,
but it'll be in the neighborhood of the wire.
In the neighborhood of the wire.
Wire adjacent.
But I told you, tomorrow you have to give me something. So give me a little bit of the pre-written pre-game performance.
Good afternoon, Hawkeye fans. It's a beautiful Saturday.
No. You have to practice and give it to me tomorrow.
Oh, you don't want it right now? How was that, though?
No, I don't. That was...
What? That was what?
It wasn't powerful. It needs to be powerful.
What is powerful to you?
But here, I'll know it when I hear it.
Here's the problem, though. And this is going to, I think, curse everybody applying for this job. Your job is not to imitate Lou.
No.
And that is impossible.
Bingo.
Not to.
Bingo. How
good
are you
afternoon,
gonna different?
Hawkeye fans.
Nope.
That's how he would do it.
Nope.
And I don't want to do it
that way.
No,
you have to do it like you.
I just did it like me, but you didn't like it.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that either. I don't know. When I hear it, I'll know.
I can't get past the first four words with you.
No. But you know what? This is what you needed, right? You needed feedback.
I don't know if I needed this
now. Come back and give me the real deal tomorrow.
Now I know what Luke Skywalker felt like. I just want to punt you. Like, take a little Yoda and kick you.
No.
Yes.
No, he never punted.
He should have.
No.
Yeah, don't give me a do or do not. There is no try.
No.
I'm trying here.
You just put me on your back, I will tell you do or do not.
I'm going to float some rocks and try to audition for the voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band here. And if I don't like you, I've got a bad attitude now. You're going to send me into a dark cavern? I'm going to go face to face with Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, but it's not the real Vader, so don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I got you. Let me Yoda this for you.
I don't feel like you got me. I feel like your job is to make me mad at you.
No.
Okay.
I am Yoda, not Lucy from Peanuts. Okay?
Your friend, not foe. Fair enough. I can't wait for tomorrow when I audition for my audition.
I'm here to help,
for
Eric.
For you, for the voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band, my journey continues tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.